News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. 4:36 p.m. on the eve of a 4th of July weekend. And listen, by the way, the phone lines are open. 866-494-9866. That's the number. 866-494-9866. I want to know, what is your favorite 4th of July memory? Favorite. Just tell me. I mean, it could be a fireworks display. It could be a hot dog. It could be, I don't care what it was, a baseball game. Tell me, what was your, I want to know. I want to hear other red-blooded, right-side, ruffian, patriotic Americans tell me, what was your favorite 4th of July memory in your life? Call in 866-494-9866. Let's lighten this up and enjoy the last few minutes of the show. I got a caller held on during the break, though, and I sure appreciate that. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine, and I will skip on the other stuff I was saying as far as that and go to the 4th of July memory.
All right.
It was way back when in Fort Bliss, Texas, 3rd Armored Cavalry and the and top and the CO gave us a day off to go see a movie called Aliens.
Oh yeah.
So that was before I got married, and you get that many Cav troopers in one theater when they say eat this, and it gave us that day off, and it was just magnificent and good to be with my friends and everything at that point.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Brian, how long, what year would that have been? I mean, that was the first Aliens movie?
Aliens.
Okay, so plural.
The second one, that'd have been 87.
Yeah, there you go. Good memories. Hey, good times, and thanks for your service too, brother. Appreciate you. All right, let me just jump over there. Phone lines are open, 866-494-9866. What is your favorite 4th of July memory? Line 4, Jason from Harvest. Hey, Jason, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I think my favorite 4th of July memory, I was deployed as a contractor over to Iraq in 2003 when the war kicked off, and I was down in Victory Camp supporting 5th Corps, and the 101st up in Mosul had some of our equipment needed some help, so I was able to kind of finagle rides with medevac units to get up there and help them out. I got stuck there for a week until I could get back to Victory Camp, but over that week was 4th of July, and got to celebrate 4th of July in Mosul, talking with General Petraeus, and hanging out with the troops up there in 101st.
Oh man, that's good stuff. That is good stuff. And I spent a lot of time going in and out of Victory. And I guess too, based on the timeline you're talking about, do you remember the Burger King that got built at Baghdad International Airport at Bayap?
I remember the lines, man.
It was at one point the third highest grossing Burger King in the world, is what I was told.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, man, thanks so much. Appreciate you being in the audience. Thanks for what you do. Jason from Harvest. All right, listen, the phone lines are open, you guys. 866-494-9866. And by the way, speaking of that Burger King, by the way, that was funny. It was hilarious. I mean, it didn't matter what the mess hall did. Nothing could top the idea that if you pulled into Bayap, the Baghdad International Airport, which is one of our major installations when the war first kicked off, that if you pulled in there, they literally had four mobile homes kind of put together. And I remember you had to walk up steps to get into it. And they had a limited menu. You had Whoppers, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and fries, period. And I'm going to say right now, they served a bunch of cheeseburgers. And they had Iraqi contractors that were in there learning how to cook American French fries, and they were astounded at the number of GIs that would literally stand in line forever. I mean, you would have a sergeant who would roll in on a convoy, and he would do whatever he had to do there at Bayap, and then he would go over and he would buy his entire platoon a sack of cheeseburgers, take him back, and he was a hero. I'm just saying. Hey, line 5, Jimmy from Moulton's on the line. Jimmy, how you doing today, man?
Just trying to get this weekend started.
Well, good deal. What's on your mind? What's your memory of 4th of July?
I don't know the year. It was 83 or 84, but I remember my parents taking me to Point Mallard in Decatur, and Reagan was there.
Wow.
And I remember my dad putting me on his shoulders so I could see, and I remember the helicopter landing and just everybody, just the buzz in the air. It was just the excitement, patriotism. It was just unreal, and I'm 42 years old, and I remember that to this day.
How about that? Well, I mean, I love Point Mallard anyway, but I did not even recall that Reagan came there, and I was living here in the area at the time. Wow, what a great memory.
I think there's a video somewhere on YouTube of his speech at Point Mallard. I believe it was 83 or 84. I don't remember the year, but I can remember my dad. I remember tugging his shirt, telling him I couldn't see. And he picked me up and set me on his shoulders, and I seen Reagan when he come up on stage, and it was just electric. I mean, like, everybody was screaming, and it was amazing.
What a great memory. What a great memory, man. That is awesome. All right, hey, Jimmy, thanks, man. We appreciate you, and you have a great 4th of July
weekend.
Y'all
have a good holiday.
All right, you too, bud. Yeah, man, I tell you what, that is a cool memory. I mean, can you imagine, Copper? I mean, that was, of course, that was before you were born, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, that was before I went away to college and everything. I graduated high school at Grissom in Huntsville in 1983, so I'd have been around here then. I would have loved to have seen that. Ronald Reagan at Point Mallard, I did not even recall that. And I'm a Reagan fan. I can't believe I didn't recall that. What about you, Copper? What's your favorite, if the phones are ringing, you grab them, but if not, tell me, what's your favorite 4th of July memory? You got one?
Yeah, I guess probably one of my earliest 4th of July memories. We had moved to D.C., so it was a huge event, and I was just astounded by the crowd and how big the display was. And weirdly, the thing I remember the most is the strawberry shortcake ice cream bar that you can get from any ice cream truck anywhere. But you know how smells and tastes latch on in your memory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, you're right. Like you can... You can actually smell something and it just takes you back.
Yeah.
So is strawberry shortcake, that the strawberry shortcake the character or strawberry shortcake the flavor?
The flavor of ice cream. So now every time I go to an ice cream truck, I have to get that one.
Yeah, that's good. And that you said that was in Washington, D.C. where you saw the display?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's still I said it during my monologue, but that's still one of my favorites is sitting there on the lawn at the Pentagon Parade Field with Charlene and our daughter Caitlin, and watching that amazing fireworks display over the Washington Monument. It was epic. But it was something about where we were sitting. It also was perfect because, you know, everybody out there on the mall is hot, sweaty, and looking for a port-a-john and then having to get on the train. We had access to the Pentagon, its facilities. We were able to bring cold drinks with us.
Nice.
And the breeze was perfect, and it was awesome. But, yeah. All right. Hey, by the way, folks, you want to call in, I would love to hear some more of these. Your best 4th of July memory. There's a bunch of them out there. I know you are. Too many right-side ruffians in this audience not to have more of those 4th of July memories. So call in and tell me, 866-494-9866. While we're doing that, let me just suggest to you this. You might want to consider, here we are going into a weekend, right? And you may be thinking, what can I do for a Saturday morning that's different than the usual Saturday morning? Let me just suggest to you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got good weekend hours, man. They are open first thing in the morning and all day long. 3 meals a day, you can do it. But think about this. Think about this. You go in for breakfast on a Saturday morning. You don't have to mess up the kitchen. You don't have to make the pot of coffee or the Keurig or whatever you do at home. You go in and you look and you go, huh, I want a womlet. That's an omelet baked in a waffle iron that has things like sausage and cheddar cheese and peppers and tomatoes and tater tots all in it, sprinkled with black pepper. And I want a cappuccino because I'm not doing normal coffee. I'm doing what Phil's wife Charlene calls treat coffee this morning. And you get a cappuccino. And then you sit down and you think, that's not enough. I also want some waffles. I want the flying pig waffle. What in God's name is a flying pig waffle? It's a traditional waffle stuffed with bacon, sausage, eggs, and served with sausage gravy or maple syrup. Or perhaps you just had a sweet tooth that morning and you get the berry, berry, berry waffle. A waffle with blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, whipped cream, and powdered sugar and maple syrup. Ah, Listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they have great atmosphere. It's a great place to be. And what a Saturday morning breakfast that would be. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get a kick when they tell me, man, we got people come in all the time saying they heard about it on your show. Good. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. Copper, move us to the break. You want to call in? We'll have a few minutes left. I want to know what your favorite 4th of July memory was. 866-494-9866. Call and tell us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got a listener that hung on through the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So let me jump over there and grab line four, Jacob from Huntsville. Hey, Jacob, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Just 4th of July memory. I got to say, I got two, but the one I'm going to go with so you can get to another caller is must have been 10 or 11 back in Kansas, and I was having one of them tank wars with one of my brothers. I don't remember which one. But being dumb kids, we were careless, and we left a bag of fireworks too close to it. One of them tanks went haywire, lit that entire bag of fireworks off. And before you know it, we're scrambling for cover. There are bottle rockets, Roman candles, Saturn missiles, black cats just going off everywhere. Scorched our neighbor's driveway. Needless to say, she wasn't happy.
Hey, she wasn't happy, but y'all were talking about it for days, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Especially the loss of bottle rockets. You had to travel over to Missouri to get those.
That's good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. You have a great 4th of July weekend.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, folks, we got a few more minutes. You want to call in? I would love to hear just random memories as a kid, as an adult, doesn't matter. 4th of July. If you've got any, love to hear them. By the way, let me just tell you in the meantime, if the phones start ringing, we'll grab them. But just want you to know there are multiple celebrations going on around North Alabama, all over this listening area. So like, for instance, I'm looking at right now, if you go to WHNT.com, WHNT, our own Channel 19, they have the list of all the 4th of July celebrations across North Alabama. Like, for instance, over in Fort Payne, they got a fireworks show starting at about 8:45 p.m. at the city of Fort Payne right downtown. They've got Fife. They've got one. Henniger has got one. Those are all in DeKalb County. Oh, Crossville, they've also got one in DeKalb County. In Franklin County, they got the jam on Sloss Lake at July 4th from the morning to the evening. In Russellville, it's going to end with fireworks in the evening. Jackson County, up there in the Scottsboro Way. In Russellville, they've got, I already said that one already. I'm sorry, Jackson County Goose Pond. The Goose Pond Colony Resort has got their annual 4th of July celebration starting at 6 in the evening. Lauderdale County over in the Shoals. Spirit of Freedom celebration at McFarland Park in Florence. You're not going to want to miss that one. Lawrence County's also got one. 4th annual free fireworks show, they call it, at Town Creek Ballpark. Limestone County, they got a couple of them. They got one at Sardis Springs Baptist Church in Athens. They got another one at called the Red, White, and Boom. I love that. The Red, White, and Boom fireworks show. The 4th of July, where is that one? It's going to be at Athens High School Stadium on US 31. Weather permitting that evening. Madison County's covered up with Patriots. Madison County got the concert in the park at Big Spring Park downtown from 6:30 to 8:30. And they got the Mid-City Independence Day celebration throughout the day, ending at night with, I think there's fireworks. Is there fireworks at the Mid-City? I don't see that there, but they're going to have watermelon carving contests and all kinds of stuff. They got a celebration out in Gurley. The Rocket City Trash Pandas are playing on the 4th of July, starting at 6:30 in the evening. They've got, it's ladies' night, by the way, and they're going to have a patriotic jersey auction that night at the game, playing against Chattanooga, I believe. You got Marshall County, fireworks over Gunnersville Lake. Boy, that would be beautiful to watch. Fireworks over Lake Gunnersville. Morgan County, you've got fireworks over Wheeler Lake. No, that's not fireworks. That's just a celebration like in the park. I'm sorry. Wheeler Lake, KOA, they've got the campground there. It's got a weekend-long event with picnics, food trucks, cornhole championships. Decatur's got their Spirit of America celebration at Point Mallard. And that one, I do believe, is going to wind up having fireworks that evening. And then over in Etowah County, in Gadsden, the Gadsden-Etowah Patriots Association, I used to be on the board of that, has its annual 4th of July fireworks over the Coosa River in downtown Gadsden. You can watch that. I believe that one kicks off at 9 p.m. in the evening. And yeah, that's the one where I told you earlier, I sat in a boat and literally sat underneath the fireworks looking straight up at them. Charlene and I were with some friends in their boat and literally staring straight up at fireworks with literally the debris of the fireworks, because there's a lot of debris, the debris raining down on our heads. That was one I won't forget. That was a very cool one. But like some of our listeners, I have had 4th of July memories as a kid. I mean, I my monologue was about fireworks in many ways, but about patriotism more than anything. And I can distinctly remember, you know, things like going across the Tennessee River Bridge to the place that we called it Gasoline Alley, but that's where all the fireworks stands were set up, and having $10 from my dad and buying whatever I could get with 10 bucks. And, you know, it was Black Cat firecrackers and bottle rockets and, you know, all that stuff. And loved it. And then going out to Milton Frank Stadium and watching the public displays, and then, you know, watching them in Mobile, and then just amazing to see the one in Washington, D.C. But I'm going to tell you, folks, I hope that you tell the kids, like I said in my monologue earlier, I hope you tell the kids, the next generation coming up, that this is a great time to be together. It's a great time to enjoy our fun, but it's also a great time to remember that we do this because this is our Independence Day. This is the day when freedom hit the world like it had never hit it before. That July 4th is a day when we honor the fact that we as a nation were established on the basis of liberty for all, and that we have the greatest nation in the history of the world, and that we have to work to preserve that, but that we have so much that is worth preserving. And it starts by remembering what this country is about, that all men are created equal, and that God has ordained that we as a nation should go forward, and that there were people who sacrificed along the way that made that happen. And the 4th of July is hot dogs and fireworks and family and friends and throwing cornhole and having a good time. But it's also about remembering that we are the greatest nation on the face of this earth. All right, folks, you guys have an amazing weekend. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. Copper and I back here again next week. You guys have an amazing weekend. We'll see you then.